You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome into the studio a first-timer, a rookie for Conducting Conversations, but certainly not a rookie in life. Mr. Harvey Robbins is here, and he's had more than 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years in the music business. Harvey is the president and founder of the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame. Welcome, Harvey.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Very glad to have you with us, and a little bit different for our audience from listening to classical music. Tonight, they'll get to hear some of the great tunes that might bring back a lot of memories. You've brought some great music with you. I know some things that certainly bring back memories for me. But first, before we get to the music, let's find out a little bit about Harvey Robbins. Harvey and I first communicated a couple months back when you were producing a show at the Park Theater in Cranston, which was a little doo-wop and a little everything, right?
Well, it was. It was a variety show. We tried to put together something that was similar to the old days of vaudeville. We had some burlesque, believe it or not. We had Legends of Vegas, tributes to Elvis and James Brown, Janis Joplin, and Tony Funches, who was the former lead singer of Herb Reed's Platters. It was really a nice variety show, and loved the venue. It was a nice place.
Excellent. And now the big deal is that you're going to be at Foxwoods, and you've been presenting at Foxwoods for a number of years. How many years?
Well, this is our 10th anniversary at Foxwoods, so that's really nice. And we have two wonderful shows coming up, June the 9th and then another one on September the 15th. And it's always called the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America, and that's the distinguishing title that I like for people to remember, because if it's the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America, you know the product you're going to get.
Absolutely, and that's going to be an 8 o'clock concert on Saturday, June 9th at Foxwoods.
Well, I'll tell you, being at the Fox Theater, which is within the complex at Foxwoods, the sound and lighting, the tech there is second to none. It truly is. I mean, it's a masterful place to play. The acoustics are perfect, and you can really, really identify with the music of that era. And on that particular day, it's a star-studded lineup. We have Gene Chandler, known as the Duke of Earl.
Duke.
Yeah, you got that note down. And Kathy Young, the star of PBS TV specials, coming here from California. She had that great hit, 1,000 Stars. Mm-hmm. Beautiful woman and a great singer. Clyde McFadden's son, Ron McFadden, who's now presently the lead singer of the Temptations, does a tribute to Clyde McFadden and the original Drifters, because Clyde, his father, was the first and original lead singer of the Drifters.
Oh.
And he sounds a lot like Pop, and it's really nice to hear the voice of Clyde McFadden through his son. And the Marcells that did Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Yeah, you got that one too. You're going to join our group soon.
There you go.
And the Toon Weavers did Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby. And newest addition to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Billy Davis, who is the longest standing member of Hank Ballard's Midnighters, that did the original Twist, not Chubby Checker now.
Before that.
That's right. The original was composed by Billy Davis and Hank Ballard, and they both collaborated on the first record and recording of the Twist. And then also the interludes, which is my own group from Roxmoral High School.
All right, round of applause for the local guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Coming out of Boston. And that's great, the interludes. So all of that and a lot of fun, I'm sure. But before we get too carried away, let's get to our first piece of music, because we want to bring back some memories for you. And this is by a man named Gene Vincent.
That's right.
And tell us about that.
Well, Jeannie Vincent has passed on, but he was a great rockabilly star back in the early Elvis days, et cetera, Carl Perkins, the Jerry Lewis in that era, you know, but he passed on early in life. But his group, the Blue Caps, were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in April when the Hall of Fame, not the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame, that's ours, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out of Cleveland, they have their annual induction. We have ours at Symphony Hall in Boston, but this is in Cleveland, the ceremony in New York. And some of the backup groups, two lead singers such as James Brown's Famous Flames, Bill Haley's Comets, Hank Ballard's Midnighters, Smokey Robinson's Miracles, and the Blue Caps with Jeannie Vincent were finally honored because, you know, Mike, a lot of these groups, the members of the groups have lived in obscurity for so many years.
Sure, you know the name of the group, but not who's in it.
Right. So finally some of these people, including Billy Davis of the Midnighters, finally had their due. But Bebopalula was a rockabilly standard by Jeannie Vincent.
She's the one that tells them more, more, more. Saying, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean maybe. Bebopalula, she's my baby. I'm my baby, I'm my baby, I'm my baby.
Well, there you go. You're in the mood now. So if you're dancing in your chairs, stand up and dance. It's good for you. But want to make sure you have information about where the show is going to be. The Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America show at the Fox Theater at Foxwoods. It's going to be Saturday, June 9th at 8 p.m. And the number to call for tickets is the Foxwoods number 1-800-200-2882. Or you can go to the Foxwoods website, which is foxwoods.com, and get all the information you want. And if you actually want to call Harvey and get information, we'll even give that phone number, right, Harvey?
Yes, we will. It's a 978-256-6472. My web is Harvey Robbins. That's two B's in Robbins. So it's harveyrobbins.net. But I love phone calls, and I take them.
What a deal.
There
you go right to the top.
I love that. We should talk to people all the time. Never mind this computer stuff.
That's right.
Too new for me anyhow.
Well, let's go right to the source. All right. So we'll give you that information again later in the show, but we wanted to get that out early. And while we now talk about some more things, and Harvey Robbins Productions does a lot of things. I'm looking at a sheet here where you have an oldies summer concert coming up on July 7th. And that's going to be where?
Well, that's at historic Prowse Farm at the foot of Great Blue Hill in Canton, Massachusetts, bordering Milton. And that's an outdoor event, which will be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If it rains, it's under a full tent, no issue. And Prowse Farm is a historic property. It's 55 acres, and I was very much in the forefront of an environmental crusade that lasted for decades, actually, to preserve this historic site against industrial encroachment. And we preserved 44 of the 55 acres. And we host a lot of charitable events on the property. This particular one is to raise money for the museum, which we've also created on the property. And we have the Life is Good Music Festival. That'll be in September. And we've raised over $20 million now for charities via use of the property, the Avon and the Susan Coleman.
Wait a minute. You said $20 million.
Million, yes.
$20 million.
Million, right.
Wow.
And that's through the Avon Breast Cancer Walk, which we had twice, the Susan Coleman Walk. That was the preponderance of the revenues were raised by them using our property.
Right.
And the Life is Good Festival has raised $1 million each of the past 2 years also for charitable events to enhance underprivileged children. So we've done a lot for the Colitis Foundation and various events of that nature at Prowse Farm. It's a scenic property, free parking. We have like 10 acts during the day, and it's just an outdoor wonderful festival on a great property. You can see the hawks flying overhead while you're sitting listening to music.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a great way to close the 4th of July week. That's going to be Saturday, July 7th at 3 p.m. concert.
And they can call me again at 978-256-6472 for ticketing for that particular event.
Okay.
It's very nice.
Well, let's get to another piece of music. This one, Money Honey. Tell us about that.
Oh, I will. That was see, Clyde McFadden was the original lead singer of the Drifters. And in the history of doo-wop, there is one singer who stands out above all others, and that's Clyde McFadden. And his son, Ron McFadden, who's presently singing lead with the Temptations, does a great show called The Legacy of Clyde McFadden and the Drifters. And Ron, of course, is one of the people in our show. And he's been with us for a long time. His mother was Ruth Brown, so he has the distinction of having two parents, Clyde McFadden and Ruth Brown, both Hall of Fame inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pretty
excellent.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. All right, let's listen to that one.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "But honey, yes, but honey, but honey, if you want to stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by the 3:30. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me. I said, if you wanna get along with me." She screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through." I said, "Tell me, baby, face to face, how could another man take my place?" She said, "Money, honey, money, honey, oh, we
are talking with Harvey Robbins of Harvey Robbins Productions, and he is doing the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America at the Fox Theater at Foxwoods Resort. And Harvey, I noticed on the publicity flyer that you have a very interesting line that says, "Meet the stars after the show." Tell us about that.
Well, to me, it's an automatic. I mean, vanity has to be set aside. A person has to really embrace the audience and do it with sincerity. And therefore, coming out after the show and signing autographs and taking pictures and meeting people, I mean, to me, that's just got to be that way. And all the artists that I have worked with since I started doing concerts in 1985, they've never had a problem with that. If they did, I really wouldn't deal with it at all.
Because that's great.
I really think the audience, I mean, that's the only reason the singers are still active is because people adore their music. And
people listen.
That's right. So we're all out after the shows all the time. Any show I do, we're always out afterwards so that we can say hello to everybody. And if they want to say hello in return, it's great.
Well, that's an opportunity to make some memories right there. Have your picture taken and get an autograph. That could be worth the trip just by itself.
Sure. You meet Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl, and Kathy Young, and all the Marcells and the Toon Weavers and Billy Davis. And it's really nice.
And the interludes.
My group. We will sign autographs readily. In fact, we ask people if they'll take one.
Take my autograph.
Please do.
All right. We're going to fit in one more piece of music before we take our first break. And this one is definitely one they'll remember. Who's singing this one?
Well, this is Goodnight, Sweetheart. Goodnight by the Spaniels out of Indiana, lead singer Pookie Hudson, a group that was inducted into the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America. And this is a classic.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night, mother. Oh, and your father. Like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Harvey Robbins, who is producing shows at, well, lots of places, but in particular Foxwoods coming up on Saturday, June 9th at 8 p.m. It'll be the 10th anniversary concert of the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America. we mentioned that you're doing a concert on Saturday, July 7th. Talked about that one, but here's one that is coming up in August in Beverly at the North Shore Music Theater. Tell us about that one.
Well, I've been also at that theater a long time, and it's under new ownership by a man named Bill Haney, who I've known for 20-plus years. He's a great guy.
I'm gonna stop you right there, because our audience is now scratching their head saying, Bill Haney. Yes, the same Bill Haney that reopened Theater by the Sea down
That's
here
right.
that most of our audience knows about. So, yes, it's the same guy. He's now reopened the North Shore Music Theater. Okay, now
yes.
take it.
All right. Well, Bill's a great guy, and I'm happy that he's re-energized this theater, which had closed, and it's now back in full swing. They have production shows, which are wonderful, and we've been there since the 80s, actually, doing our Doo-Wop Hall of Fame shows there. And Saturday night, August the 4th, we have a show with the legacy of Clyde McFadden and the Drifters, which we mentioned, with Ron McFadden. And Kathy Young will be on that one, as well as the original legendary Teenagers that were with Frankie Lyman, did Why Do Fools Fall in Love. The Dubs, a great balladeer group from the 50s that did Could This Be Magic. The Marcells from Blue Moon. And the Harvey Robbins Royalty Rock and Roll All-Star Band, which is basically comprised of Berklee faculty and really great musicians. And they'll be on the show as well. And that's August the 4th. We do two shows at Foxwoods this year, and we do two at the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, the other one October the 20th. Always different lineups at the given theater. We may have an overlap mm-hmm. in lineups between Foxwoods and North Shore, but never yeah. an overlap with the same venue the same year.
Well, that North Shore Theater is a lot of fun. I've been there several times, and Bill is a great guy. He's been a guest on this show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
The stars that are in these shows bring back so many memories. When I first met with Harvey before the show started off air, we were talking about all these different people and bringing back memories, and you do cruises and things like that with these people, and you must just have a bazillion stories.
Well, I've had a good time. I can tell you that. You know, I pursued a lot of situations that were important to me when I was a kid. I was a Boston Celtics fanatic fan, and I decided to go to college and become a journalist, which I did, to cover the Celtics. Very specific thing. I want to be a Celtics writer, not a sports writer, not a journalist, a Celtics writer, which I was able to do. And from 1969 to 76, I was with the team every day, and it was a great run. You know, we had Tommy Heinsohn as our coach, who's now doing TV.
Sure.
And Dave Cowens was our center, and John Havlicek and Paul Silas and Steve Kuberski and Hank Finkel, JoJo White, Don Chaney, Don Nelson, Sash Sanders. Great, great people.
More memories.
Wonderful, yeah. wonderful memories. Great people, and celebrated a few championships, and they were nice enough to give me my championship watch in 76, because I went through training camp as a player. Even though I wasn't going to make the team, I was given the right to be a player during training camp, and they did give me my uniform, which was number 7. How dare Ernie V. Gregorio and others wear it since then. But the number's not up in the rafters, but it is in my draw. And I got a championship watch that year, which was nice because we beat Phoenix. And that was my last year with the team. And then I went on to do my environmental work to save mm-hmm. and preserve Prowse Farm in the Blue Hills. So I've had some fun.
Let's go to another piece of music and bring back some more memories. Moonrise.
That's the song originally done, well, actually the only version, by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters were a first-year inductee into the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America in 2001. This particular song, Lawson Smith is the lead singer. It's the only time that Hank actually gave the lead up to somebody else in his group in the history of the Midnighters. But it's a nice ballad, and Billy Davis, the longest-standing Midnighter other than Hank Ballard himself, is, of course, on the show at Foxwoods. And the Midnighters were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's a nice thing, long overdue. But this is a ballad. You may not know it, but it was a great tender ballad called Moonrise.
Ooh. to travel to be near where you are. Seems I see you smiling, darling, up among the shining stars.
You recently returned from a cruise, a doo-wop cruise. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, this is the 21st year we've done this. My gosh, that's a lot of cruising.
That's a lot of food, right? Probably, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm suffering now because of it, believe me. But we do this once a year, Boston to Bermuda. This year, it's always Norwegian Cruise Line. This year it was the Dawn. And we already scheduled for next year. It's May the 17th to the 24th, again on the Dawn. And it's a one-week cruise. And I do it in affiliation with Cruise Holidays, which is in East Providence. And those are my close friends. And we've been doing this with Joe Petunis, who's the owner of Cruise Holidays, all these years. And we bring a variety of artists on board with us. And we have several concerts and a VIP thing and a lot of interaction. We usually have about 150 people who go with us. And in order to see the shows, though, they have to go through Cruise Holidays. So they can call me up. Again, my phone number, 978-256-6472. Or they can call Cruise Holidays at 508-336-5566 and do the booking for next year's cruise. But it's nice because we also, because we have so many people coming with us, we are able to get rates that are lower than, you know, the rack rates that the Norwegian cruise.
Well, that sounds like
offer.
A good deal. You have a lot of fun. You get
it's great.
Get to see the stars and mix and mingle with them and have a whole week.
A whole
days.
Week.
Yeah.
Just good times. So we're singing constantly. You know, we're out
like
throughout
It's like a day and a half down, right, or something like that to get to Bermuda?
Yes, and we're there 3 days in Bermuda and
right,
back
then.
And it's a wonderful sailing. And again, it's out of Boston, so there's, for most of the folks who are listening, no flights.
That's right.
We like that very much. So it's May 17 next year, and love to have you come aboard. We're actually taking bookings right now for next year.
Excellent. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
We have made some great memories today. Let's continue along that line. And this is going to be one of the songs that definitely everyone is going to know and be humming along with. Tell us about Only You.
Well, the Platters were perhaps the most popular group of the 1950s, and they were like the first super doo-wop group as far as fame and international recognition, because they did travel the whole world. And the original lead was Tony Williams, but as he got a little bit older and wasn't well, the Platters made a national search to find the successor as the lead singer, and it became Sonny Turner, who's now living out in Vegas. And Sonny has his version of Only You that you're going to be hearing, as well as The Great Pretender a little bit later in the program. But Sonny Turner was also given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America, and the Platters were formally inducted in the very first year of the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame. So here they go.
Only you can make us seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone. Oh,
destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you. You're the maker of this change in me.
Great tune. And on that same CD, Harvey, you have another one that's, almost as big, if not maybe bigger. I don't know. Some people might like it better.
Well, I think this may have been their theme song or maybe their national anthem of the Platters, and it's called The Great Pretender.
All right. We'll listen to The Great Pretender and then take another short break and be back with more.
I'm the great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Just laughing and kidding like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Pretending that you're still around. Just laugh and came like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Pretending that you're still around.
are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and I'm sitting with Harvey Robbins, who is the founder of the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame, founder and president, Doo-Wop Hall of Fame, which has its induction ceremony at Symphony Hall in Boston. So you go right to the top, don't you, Harvey?
Well, it's an honor to be at Symphony Hall. It's a historic venue, of course, and we've been blessed because it's the only rock and roll show of any kind that's really ever been at Symphony Hall, and we've been there since 2001. Every year, that's where we do it. It's a fall date this coming year. Usually it's in May, but we're going to do a fall date for 2013. We just finished the show in March, I should have said. It was in March this year. And it's a great venue, of course, to have the artists who have been basically in obscurity for all these years come up and be honored at Symphony Hall has brought tears to the eyes of many of the singers who have been inducted. They've actually received their awards on stage and cried.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. It's great to have that recognition, and that's good work that you do there.
Thank you.
Know, the small world of music, which I've been involved with all my life, everybody kind of knows everybody. There's always a story. Lots of times the stories are just from, you know, oh, I went to school with this guy or this guy lived next door. But there's a guy that's in your show, Billy Davis. He was involved with lots of people that our audience will recognize the names, right?
He certainly was. Billy Davis, a quiet guy. You wouldn't think so when you look at him with his big sideburns. And I mean, he looks like a rough guy. But let me tell you, he's very, very quiet. And so a lot of the folks have not really heard enough about Billy Davis. But he was Jimi Hendrix's original guitar tutor. He gave him his first job and also the guitar.
Wow.
And he was Jackie Wilson's boyhood friend, grew up in the streets of Detroit together. They boxed together, played ball, and they made great music together. And Higher and Higher, which was Jackie Wilson's signature song, the great guitar lick in that is, of course, Billy Davis.
Hmm.
And On the Twist, which, as I said, never think Chubby Checker made the twist. Please don't ever walk away with that incorrect piece of information. It was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And in the hotel room, Billy Davis laid down the music. Hank had the lyrics and had an idea what he wanted the song to sound like. And The Twist became, of course, the biggest dance craze musical song,
sure,
rather,
absolutely,
in the history of
yeah.
This country. And that's Billy Davis, a great guy. And he sings with our rock and roll all-stars on a regular basis. He's always in the crews with us. And he's a special man, and he's finally gotten his due by the inclusion of the Midnighters into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as well as being honored by the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America. Billy Davis, Detroit.
Excellent, excellent. All right, let's sneak another song in here real quickly before we come back. And when we do come back from this song, we'll give you all the information about where and when the concert is going to be, so get your pencils ready. But right now, what's Boogie Woogie?
Yeah, this is the Let the Boogie Woogie Roll by Clyde McFadden and the Drifters. And he was so great that he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once as a solo artist and once as the original lead of the Drifters, and as a commemorative postage stamp carrying the face of Clyde McFadden, whose son is with us on all of our shows.
Excellent. Here we go.
Feeling I've ever had. Let the boogie woogie roll.
Let it roll.
Cause I feel so sad.
I feel so sad.
She's got a face like an angel, a bit of a life streamlined train.
Do up, do up.
She's got a face like an angel, a bit of a life streamlined train.
Do up, do up, do up.
You know she came back once, now she's gone again.
Do up, do up.
So let the boogie woogie roll.
Let it roll, let it roll.
Blues have got to go. Let the boogie woogie roll.
Let it roll, let it roll.
I feel so sad.
I feel so sad.
And when she looked at me, her eyes just shine like gold.
Do up, do up.
When she looked at me, her eyes just shine like gold.
Do up, do up, do up.
And when she did the twist, she rocked it to my soul.
Do up,
so let the boogie woogie roll.
Let it roll.
My poor heart full of sorrow. Let the boogie woogie roll.
Let it roll, let it roll.
Down my blues away.
Let it roll,
roll. hand. Put me down, let the woogie woogie roll.
As usual, what happens on this show, time flies when you're having fun, and we have had a great time this evening listening to some wonderful music that you brought to us.
Thank you.
But I want to make sure everyone has the dates and times, as promised, of the events coming up. First of all, the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America, which is going to be Saturday, June 9th at 8 p.m., the 10th anniversary concert at the Fox Theater, Foxwoods Resort Casino. And you can get tickets to that by going to the website foxwoods.com, or you can call them at 800-200-2882. And if in the meantime you want more information about any of Harvey's concerts, you can go to the harveyrobbins.net. That's HARVEYROBBINS.net. And you get all the information there. Well, they can call you, right?
Yes, at 978-256-6472. Always available.
And that's great. So you can go right to the man, find out the information. Maybe you, if you, for some reason, can't make it on June 9th, you want to take in the concert on July 7th, or August 4th up in the North Shore, or maybe plan ahead for your cruise for next year, which is going to be May 17th to the 24th of next year, and get in line for these, because these things must be quite popular. A lot of people are trying to get on board, and you notice I use the get on board term.
Yeah. Get on board to the love train.
Well, it's great. Thank you so much for being here, Harvey.
Well, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure, and I hope everyone will be there at Foxwoods. We'll say hello to everybody after the show, and as they say, be there or be square.
That's what they say.
June 9th.
We're going to go out with one more tune that I'm sure you'll recognize. Harvey, tell us about this one, Sunday.
Sunday Kind of Love by Willie Winfield and the Harptones, again, a group that was inducted into the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America, one of the most enduring balladeer groups of all time out of New York City. Sunday Kind of Love by the Harptones.
See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations.
A certain kind of lover.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.